Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. Welcome to the show. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Oh, and by the way, and all you good guys and girls out there, we appreciate you very much. If you'd like to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and or sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, those two pages work one with another. I can also check us out on our Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1EE. BradleyDean1EE, folks. If you want to check us out on our Facebook accounts, Bradley Dean again, BradleyDean2EE. Also, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio, and Sons of Liberty Media, Sons of Liberty Media. Folks, we are out at the Minnesota State Fair. As a matter of fact, yesterday I spent 12 hours standing up. I bet I had 150 interactions. In other words, I had 150 opportunities to go ahead and share the gospel of Jesus Christ. You know, a preacher once rightly said, he said, if you got to preach the gospel, he says, if you have to use words, do so. And it's really true because the Bible says we're written epistles for all men to read. The world is watching the church. And what I want to do is I want to be a part of the plan. Everything I do, it's like, Lord, no, I want to be a part of this. I got to be a part of this. I got to be a part of this. I love being out there with the people. So in saying that, to say this, friends, we're found to be faithful witnesses that deliver souls by getting in the face of the world that is lost looking for the light. They're in darkness. Therefore, they need the light. And who is the light of man? Read John 1. His name is Jesus Christ. And so we were out there yesterday for 12 hours, and I'll tell you what, it was good. I've never seen so many people in all my life. It was crazy. But again, friends, we had nothing but opportunity after opportunity after opportunity to get in the face of those that don't know the difference. And folks, you know what I kept hearing over and over and over again at the Minnesota State Fair? As I was tracking them, as I was confronting them with their lifestyles, boy, it's like someone turned the lights on. Boy, you got my attention now. Boy, what was it that you were saying? Can you go ahead and explain this to my brother, or can you explain this to my sister? I knew it, but I couldn't put it in words. You just did that for me. That's the Holy Ghost. And the Bible says that men are to find their faith not in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and in the demonstration of the Spirit of the Most High God. Of course they are. See, friends, because if you can talk somebody into something, they can be talked out of it. I like to say it this way. Whatever God puts in a man only comes by the Holy Ghost. And whatever God puts in a man by the Holy Ghost, no devil in hell can take it out of him. That's why we're so dependent upon the Holy Spirit in this ministry. And I also want to say this, it says in 1 Corinthians 4:20, it says, the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. And if you go over to the book of Thessalonians, it says that they would know what sort of men are among them, having strong confidence and much assurance, having received the word of God in much affliction. And I want to tell you, folks, in the process of contending for the faith, there is much contention, and I'm going to talk about that in just a couple minutes, as am I also going to be talking about, friends, today on the radio show, is what is the difference concerning those that are convicted at Nuremberg if they obey unconstitutional orders in the United States military today, or anybody else that is sworn to uphold the Constitution. We're going to talk about that, and what I'm going to talk about right after this first segment, after we get over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, I'm going to talk about Isaac Cumminpapa, and I'm going to talk about that contention, and I'm going to talk talk about the problems in which I encounter all across the country, doing high schools, colleges, whatever the case is. I'll put a little salt on your tongue. Had a teacher come up to me at Pelican Rapids complaining, and that was in the state of Minnesota here, and she was complaining about the students, and I looked at her and I said, "Ma'am, I got to ask you something. You're complaining about them young people, but who raised them young people up? Wisdom is justified by your children, and we're called, the older generation is called to the younger generation to train them up in the ways that they should go so when they are old, they will not depart from it." Okay? So we're going to get to that in just a couple minutes here. But before we do that, friends, I want to get over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. We got a lot posted again. We have the ex-Vatican ambassador. Friends, he mysteriously dies while waiting trial for sexual abuse of boys. Another case and another mysterious death. And here's that word pedophilia again, friends. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We also have here Planned Parenthood again paid political ally under false guise of impartiality. Check it out, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Politics from the pulpit, myths debunked, friends. It's black and white. Jesus said that if you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. He said you better be hot or you better be cold. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Islamic immigrants spend hours beating Christian man to death in Maine. Not a good plan here, my friends. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. CMP releases new video clip that reinforces Planned Parenthood wrongdoing. No, they're incriminating themselves, friends. And again, I was speaking with one of my friends just a couple days ago concerning what's going on with Planned Parenthood. Everything at this point has now been uncovered, friends. It's time for the American people not just to protest, but, friends, to actually enforce the laws against their crimes. And folks, they need to be dealt with, every single one of them that has participated with that death cult called Planned Parenthood. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Folks, for those that are out in Texas, I want you to understand something. Rick Perry is a part of the problem. You need to understand that Rick Perry is hand in glove with the establishment. In other words, he is the establishment. And people need to understand that what he is doing is going along to get along. Perry engages in hypocritical rhetoric about southern border security. Folks, he's right on the border. If he's any governor, if he's out there to actually uphold the constitutional laws against to repeal invasion concerning what's going on with the illegal immigrants, folks, I'm telling you what, he's going to put the hammer down, but that's not what he's doing. He's trying to negotiate. He's trying to excuse himself to allow it. Check it out. Perry engages in hypocritical rhetoric about southern border security. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Got some interesting news for you folks over in Arizona. For those that are sick and tired of Mr. Songbird McCain, you need to understand, just like Kerry, if he's going to be singing songs and fraternizing with the enemy back in Vietnam, what do you suppose he's doing with your country today, friends? Well, there's a grassroots movement in Arizona to descend on Arizona this week in Operation Detain McCain, folks. They don't want to just impeach him. They want him incarcerated. They want him to be charged for his crimes against we the people and his fraternizing and his treasonous acts concerning the Muslims in this country. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Do GOP establishment and constitutionalists really agree about defunding Planned Parenthood? Friends, again, judge the tree by the fruit, not the other way around. You don't judge a man by what he says alone, but what he says, does it line up with what he does? Because if it doesn't, or vice versa, then you need to get rid of him, and you need to deal with him accordingly. Okay? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Well, here it is again. Cheating service members get a break. Pentagon has no plans to investigate Ashley Madison. And folks, for those that are in the military that think that's funny, I want you to understand, you shame the very men and women that fought, bled, and died to secure our rights through their sacrifice. John 15:13. There's no worse men than you alone. You think the government's doing you a favor? Nope, they're demoralizing you because they're tearing you down one way or another. We're going to come right back after this. You got Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Radio.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty radio program. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Christ is the standard here, okay, friends? There is no king but King Jesus. Those are the flags that were flying during the Revolutionary War, along with appeal to heaven. We follow the Christ here. Again, 1 Corinthians 11:1. In saying that, interestingly enough, when I was at the Minnesota State Fair, again, friends, I must have had at least 125 to 150 interactions with different people. And, for example, I had a lesbian woman walk up to me. I just got done praying and saying, Lord, we need some divine interactions. We need some divine connections. People that need the gospel, bring them to the booth. And what we do is we sit behind the booth, and then what we see, like, groups of people, literally in the thousands, friends, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people are going by. So we're grabbing the attention of those that we can get, and we get in their face. Knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. But we jump up in the front of them, and we ask them, which one's longer, pink or blue? And I'd have to show you that if you're watching us on television here, you can see this. But if you can't, then you're just going to have to visualize with me. But we have these pink and blues, and one's longer than the other one. And then we switch them around, and then they say, wait a second, I thought the pink one was longer than the blue one. And then I'll switch the blue one over, and then they'll say, well, the blue one's longer. And I'll say, no, they're both the same size. Now, just think about this. I said, if they can get you asking the wrong questions, they don't have to give you the right answers, right? And then someone will say, well, what is it that you do? And I'll start taking them through the good test. I'll start telling them who we do, what we do, where we go, how we do it, so on and so forth. Well, I had this lesbian come up and answer to prayer just within probably 3 to 5 minutes. And I was praying all day, Lord, bring them over, bring them over. Connect me with the people that need to know who you are. And interestingly enough, when she walked over to me, she just went on the attack right away in the sense of being aggressive. And I shouldn't say attack because she wasn't attacking me. She was the coolest lesbian I've ever met in 20 years. We agreed on everything concerning the Word of God. She says, I'm a lesbian, but I'm also a Christian. I said, well, that can't be. She said, what do you mean that can't be? I said, Christ died on Calvary to cover our sin with his blood. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. For Christ hath also suffered for sins once for the just, for the unjust, that we might be brought to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. I hereby perceive we the love of God, that he laid down his life for us. We have, so on and so forth. You get the point. So in saying that, and we can go over to John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And I said, he died to cover your sin and to reconcile you back unto God. So how is it that you live an abominable lifestyle and yet you say you're a Christian? She said, I prayed and I asked the Lord to give me my mate. And she said that God gave me my wife. And I said, you know, it's absolutely interesting that you agree with everything up to the point where it comes to your lifestyle. And Christ is the stumbling block, and he's in a rock of offense to those that are disobedient. And she said, God made me what I am. And I said, really? So the thief that can't help himself, is he free to go ahead and steal whatever he feels? Well, no, that's different. I said, no, it's not. I said, what about the guy that likes to kill? He said he was born that way. And I said, you know, it says, Psalm 51, verse 5, it says that King David said, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. See, so that brings me over to John 3, and I said, well, when you're born of the Spirit of God, you do the things that the Spirit leads you to do, for many are led by the Spirit of God. She said, I'm not going to live under condemnation. I said, the condemnation is that you love darkness rather than light. John, go ahead and read John chapter 3, verse 19. And I said, therefore, there is no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made us all free from the law of sin and death. I said, now I'm in Romans 8. And I said, if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. And it also tells us right in that same chapter that we're to mortify the deeds of the flesh by the Spirit. And then going back to Romans 6, I said, know ye not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. I said, but God be thanked that we've obeyed that form of doctrine that's been given unto us. And she said, nope. She said, I know God answered me, and I know God gave me my wife. And I said, ma'am, it's not Scripture. It contradicts Scripture. I said, God didn't make you the way that you are. God didn't create you. So don't blame God to commit abomination. So don't commit the act of an abomination and then go ahead and point your finger back at God and blame him for the choices that you make. Deuteronomy 30:19. So that was one of my conversations. And did she bench? Did she bow? No, but I'll tell you what, there was a whole lot of conviction of sin going on. And I want people to understand that the Holy Ghost does not comfort a man or a woman that is in known sin. He comes to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment. He comes to convert, to turn men from darkness to the light, from the power of Satan to the power of God. But you have to make the choice to do it once you have the light. Hold on to the grace that's been bestowed upon you. Okay, so there was another one. Then we had another conversation where a guy walked up to me. And folks, I'm telling you what, I'm reaching out. When I see the piercings and I see the black makeup and I see the tattoos all over the place, I notice everybody just kind of parting waters or parting ways to get out of their way. Well, guess what? I'm like a magnet to metal right on those guys. And I walked over to a guy and a girl, and I didn't let them get by me. And I said, hey, I want to ask you a question. And he said, I'm sure I have an answer for you. And I said, well, I'll tell you what. I'm sure you probably don't, and I don't know that you want your girlfriend to see this. I was just kind of giving him back a little of his own insincerity and his hard, tough guyness, right? And so interestingly enough, they came over. I started to ask him some questions. I said, can you do me a favor? Can you spell the word shop out loud for me? So he said, S-H-O-P. And I said, spell it for me again. And he's just looking at me like I'm an idiot. I said, spell it again. So go ahead and spell shop. He said, S-H-O-P. I said, what is it that you do when you come to a green light? And all of a sudden, his girlfriend piped up, and she said, you stop. And I said, really? I said, you stop at a green light, huh? And I am telling you what, folks, she was so convicted at every turn. Every time she tried to stand up, I just pulled the rug right from under her. The Bible says, take heed that they stand lest, or, I'm sorry, it says, take heed that you stand lest you fall, right? Well, I wanted to make sure that she kept falling back in the righteousness of what the Word states rather than what she thought she was going to stand up in. In other words, I didn't want her to stand up in the carnal man, so I kept slaying that with the power of the Word, which is powerful and quick. And so I kept going back and forth. But what's interesting is I noticed that she became my opposition, and Mr. Hard Guy was the one listening to everything that I had to say. And so that was another conversation. And then this is the one I wanted to get to. I had a whole family come by me. And I don't know what it is. I'm 6'5", okay? But I don't know what it is. Guys that are a head shorter than me, they just have a real serious insecurity problem around guys like me. And what happened is his family came over, and I was having fun with his kids. And I'm talking about college age, and I'm talking about high school age. And we're going back and forth, and totally friends, undivided attention at everything that we were talking about. They were just on every word. Matter of fact, it was this man's daughter that had come over to me, and she said, "You got my attention." And as she came over, we started talking about homeschooling. And everything that I told this young lady who was in her college age, she's got a baby. She was trying to justify the fact that she's got her kids in public schools. And I said, there's no way that you can justify the fact that you have your little girl in a public school. I said, do you see what they're teaching to the NEA? I said, do you see how these radical immorals are aiming for your kids? And she said, well, some of us just can't afford to do that. I said, no. Wait a second. I said, at every turn, both me and my wife at every single turn have sacrificed what we needed to sacrifice to make sure that our kids are trained up in the ways that they should go, so when they're old, they will not depart from it. She shut her mouth. And I was doing this in love, friends, out of sincerity, out of care for her and her little kid. All of a sudden, here comes little Stubby over here. Dad comes over to me, tries to justify it. And all of a sudden he looks at his young boy and he says to him, hey, go ahead and tell this Bradley guy that you were in public school and in private school. I said, that's great you had him in private school. But I said, how do you justify the public school thing? He said, I'll tell you what. Go ahead, son, tell him. And all of a sudden his son looked at me and said, I have been given so many opportunities by being in a public school. I said, you know what, guys? Everything I do and everywhere I go, whether it be on the East Coast or the West Coast, all the way down south or all the way up north, my kids are with me everywhere I go. It's not God first, then my ministry, and then this, that, and the other thing. No. It's God, my ministry, right? My wife and my kids. We all are called to do this together. And I'm tired of the PC talk and the church talk. Well, they're saying, oh, you know, first it's God, and then it's, you know, then it's my ministry, and then it's my wife, and then it's my children. No, you have it backwards. It's all in one. Why don't you just ask anybody that's in ministry that understands what I'm saying as to how it works? How many kids hate their parents because they're PK kids? Because they serve God and their kids have no part in serving God with their parents. And then they grow up and they hate God because God took away their parents. I'm going to come right back to this point on the other side of the break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercial. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now, a twice-as-nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. If you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Talking about some of the interactions that I had with about 125 to 150 people yesterday. And we were talking to a family, and there was a girl that was really kind of confused as to what she should do with her child, because she had her child in daycare and she was trying to justify it. And I started telling her some of the things that were being taught in public schools, and all of a sudden her jaw started dragging on the ground, and then daddy came to the rescue to try to justify himself. And so I'm talking to him, and of course he thought I was just going to roll over in the face of what was going on. And as he was trying to justify this, he had his son pipe up, and he said, you know, I've got all these opportunities because of public schools. And I said, no. I said, listen, my kids go with me everywhere I go. And I said, they're giving nothing but opportunity all over the country, because we're in ministry together doing what we're called to do, as we're about the work of the Lord's hands, as he orders our steps and establishes our thoughts. And all of a sudden, he just kind of shut down. And then here comes daddy. You know, I put my kids in a private school, and then I put them into, you know, public school there for a minute. And I said, how is it that you're sitting here trying to, he had his whole family there. How is it that you're sitting here trying to justify throwing your kids in a pool infested with sharks? And all of a sudden, he, of course, he started to combat me. And I said, there's no way that you can justify putting your kid in a public school. I said, they're teaching earth worship, evolution, socialized medicine, world government, animal rights, redistribution of American wealth to other nations, contraception, in other words, legal abortions, debt forgiveness to third world nations, adoption of the gay rights agenda, elimination of the right to bear arms, setting aside massive amounts of private land where no human presence is allowed. How do you justify that? I said, you can't just defy that. I said, wisdom is justified by her children. You know, and the fact of the matter is when these kids are 18, 19, 20 years old, they're going to walk away from the faith that daddy said he instilled in them. He didn't instill nothing into them. He was the one dropping them off at the school gate on a daily basis trying to justify his answer to God because he had to go get a job as he was dropping his kids off to be sacrificed at the altar of indoctrination. I mean, what a sick world we live in. And what was sad about it is this girl was looking for answers and dad was attempting to shield her from the answers because he himself didn't do the right thing. So no longer is Christ the standard. Now he becomes the fallen standard. And he would rather have his daughter do the same thing with her daughter than what he did by doing the right thing by actually homeschooling them. He didn't want that. He's justified in the fact that his daughter is sending her daughter to child daycare to be made a prey in front of the immoral and to the immoral. Folks, I mean, what's going on a weekly basis in this country in the public school system is sick. Let me say it this way. It's criminal. So don't come up to my booth. I don't care if you have your daddy, your whole family genealogy. Don't think for 1 minute that I'm going to bow to the facts because you don't like it or because it confronts you in your lifestyle. Your daughter's looking for answers and she needs the answers that you're not willing to give her. It's not the public school's job, the teacher's job, to raise up your children. I said to this individual, and I say to those that are listening that try to justify themselves by saying, well, I need to work. You know what you think? I don't work. Hey, friends, ministry spells W-O-R-K. Let me tell you. And I'm talking about just at the Minnesota State Fair yesterday, standing there for 12 hours, reaching out to as many people as I can because I had nothing but opportunity in front of me. And of course, what I'm talking about right now is an individual trying to justify dropping his kid off at the public school gate. You know, I had to go a little bit further with this individual and tell him, you know, I got a little experience under my belt here, dog. I said 360 public high schools, 358 of them being public high schools. I can tell you firsthand as to what's going on in those public schools. Those kids are trying to figure out why their pastors and their parents love them so much that they're dropped off to be illegally indoctrinated 5 days a week in a public school. And yes, I said illegally indoctrinated. You know, the whole world is complaining about Adolf Hitler, but what's interesting is the people in Germany were giving Hitler the kids to be raised up to do his killing for him, and that's exactly what they did. And it was the church youth groups that did his killing for him. God with us. Remember that? That was inscribed on his belt? Folks, it's happening in America today. And it's the parents that are trying to justify dropping their kids off. Even their grandkids, they're even willing to sacrifice their kids on the altar of indoctrination in this country just to justify themselves. And I want to tell you something. You can't justify yourself. I did a high school assembly sometime back in the state of Minnesota when I received a phone call by a woman who phoned to tell me that she didn't like the fact that I was a Christian doing high school assembly programs. 70% of all them that do assemblies or lyceums in this country are Christian preachers, friends. And what was interesting about this is this woman, when she called me and told me she didn't like the fact that I was a Christian doing high school assemblies, she went on to say, and I went on to find out, that her daughter was an atheist and that she had been offended at one of my assemblies. But this wasn't the problem. The problem was is that this woman that called me just happened to be a pastor that was ordaining lesbians in the church. She was also employed by the ACLU and did a gossip column in the local newspaper. Now keep in mind what I said. Her child was offended at what I said, and her child just happened to be an atheist. And the woman that phoned me just happened to be a pastor that was ordaining lesbians to be in the pulpit in her particular denomination. And she was also employed by the ACLU, a communist organization. She was also a gossip columnist in the local newspaper. I just had to clarify that. Talking about confusing tracks for her daughter to follow in. I said to this woman, I said, train up a child in the way she will go. And when she's old, she will not depart from it. Proverbs 22:6. I said, ma'am, the reason why your daughter's an atheist is because, well, there's no such thing, by the way. Anti-theist. I said, the reason that she is an anti-theist is because you have so clearly set the path in which she is to walk. What could she say? Because the Bible tells us again in Luke 6:43 through 44, a good tree bringeth not forth corrupt fruit, neither doth a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit, for every tree is known by his fruit. And I said, sad to say, the corrupt fruit was found in your child's life because of your compromise. In all your ministerial work, you've forgotten about the one that empowers you to be about the work of his hands, and his name is Jesus Christ. And he's the one that said to train up a child in the way that they are to go, and when they are old, they will not depart from it. It reminds me of this analogy. There was a father that started for his office early one morning, and after a light fall of snow, turning, he saw his two-year-old boy endeavoring to put his tiny feet in his own great footprints. His little boy said, go on, eyes are coming, Papa. Eyes are coming, yighting your tracks, Papa. The father caught the boy in his arms and carried him to his mother. He then proceeded to start for the office. And on the way to the office, his habit was to stop and have a drink at the local bar every day. As he drove up to the bar that morning, he seemed to hear a sweet voice say, go on, eyes are coming, Papa, eyes are coming, yighting your tracks. He stopped, he hesitated, he looked the future squarely in the face, and he said to himself, I cannot afford to make any tracks that I would be ashamed or sorry to have my boy walk in. And he drove away, never to return to the bar again. That's an obedient man to the Word of God that said, no more to sin and yes to Christ. Hey folks, the way to part with sin is to unite with Christ. There is no other way. Secondly, momentarily, hourly, daily, weekly, monthly, and yearly. Ministry is all of the time. And we need to be quickened by grace because we're saved by grace through faith and that not of ourselves. It is the gift of God. We need to stay connected with the Lord. And that's why the Bible tells us praying always with prayer and supplication. We need to stay in contact. We need to be united with the Christ and all the decisions that we make because the world is watching. And to this particular situation at the Minnesota State Fair yesterday, your kids are watching. And it's for you to lead the path the right direction so your kids follow in it. When I'm in ministry and I do the things that I do, I want my kids to see the Christ in everything that I do, regardless if I'm being praised or regardless if I'm being scoffed at, disdained, if I'm being lied about. I want my kids to see all of it. If I'm getting beat up, I want my kids to see it. Because through it all is the bearing of the cross, they're going to see the manifestation, which is the power of God unto salvation. Because we're not only just there to believe on Christ, the Bible tells us that we also suffer for his namesake in the book of Philippians. We're not only partakers of the affliction, and this is what everybody's looking for right now, but there's also a glory that we partake with as well, friends. But guess what, friends? That when that glory comes, the crown always goes to the cross. Just get out of the way and let him have his way and let Jesus Christ be glorified in every single thing that you do. Cool? We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back, folks. We might have to roll over until tomorrow talking about this military constitutional upholding of the Constitution. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I've been a big fan of Bradley Dean and his wife Stephanie Joy's show, The Sons of Liberty Broadcast. I've also learned much by watching his DVD video series. A mutual friend introduced me to Bradley while he was in the Atlanta area doing a presentation. I've been forever changed by his powerful and uncompromising faith.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's AlkaVision.com.
Folks, what we're going to do, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty again. Got one more segment here to go. We'll talk about the unconstitutional military orders tomorrow. How is the military different than those convicted at Nuremberg if they obey them? They're not, hey folks, everybody that upholds or swears to uphold the Constitution in the United States of America, they are to enforce the enumerated laws of the Constitution. I don't care if the president himself speaks out in contrary to the Constitution. If he violates the Constitution, it's for those that have sworn to uphold the Constitution in whatever capacity they may be. They are to hold him responsible. Okay? So he doesn't have like a free rein to go ahead and do whatever he wants to do. We're going to talk about that tomorrow. Again, sorry about that, folks. I get on topics, and I just want the Holy Ghost to run his rabbit trails, and that's exactly what we do. And so we'll pick that up tomorrow. Aside of that, I wanted to let you know, I just noticed some news out there. Again, we're doing live radio here. We see this little whore, Miley Cyrus, who's being used as a little pawn. Now she's pushing transgenderism, if it's not the lesbianism. She's out there ripping her clothes off. She's a nasty, nasty little devil is what she is. And she, I mean, when I'm looking at some of the stuff that they post online, I'm sitting there saying to myself, I wonder how ashamed she's going to be in about a year or two. And the fact of the matter is I don't think I've ever seen anybody cross the line the way I've seen this little whore go. I mean, and she has done it. She is a transgressor, no question about it. But she comes out on stage, friends, talking about how she smokes pot. And see, what they're trying to do is they're using the musicians to pass legislation to legalize marijuana. And in saying that, isn't it interesting how she's out there doing the things that she's doing, playing the devil's pawn? And isn't it interesting who's actually watching this little thing? It's the little girls. It's the little girls that are watching them. It's the little girls watching the Miley Cyruses and the Madonnas of the world. And it sickens me to no end. And we've been talking about wisdom is justified by our children. America, why do you let this stuff go? This is illegal activity. It's illegal activity going on. Why, America, are you allowing entertainers to be used to teach you and your children to transgress moral law? It's Satanism, friends. Like it or not, that's exactly what it is. The whole of the law is what? Do what thou wilt. That's Satanism. But let me show you what I was talking about really quick. We're talking about how wisdom is justified by your children. And we're also talking about how we're to lead the way and train up our children the ways that they're supposed to go. Friends, who is Wayne McLaren? He died of lung cancer at age 51. Folks, who is David Miller Jr.? He died of emphysema. Janet Sackman lost her voice box and one part of her lung to cancer. David Gorelitz, disabled by a stroke in his mid-30s. And William Thornbury died of lung cancer at the age of 56. You know who these guys are? These are those through the advertisements, when you open, you know, your favorite magazine, they have the Marlboro Man and they have, you know, the foxy girl with a cigarette hanging out of her mouth or, you know, some kind of promotion to make it look like it's cool. But this is how they sell to people in this country. As a matter of fact, one actor and model for Winston Cigarettes said, "It's my job to get a half a million kids to smoke." That's interesting. And for those that didn't know, you reap what you sow. R.J. Reynolds, who founded the tobacco company in 1875, began manufacturing Camel cigarettes in 1913. Did you know that he died in 1918 of cancer of the pancreas after a lifetime habitual use of chewing tobacco? Now, what I want you to understand is what goes around comes around. And sad to say, the seeds that these people are planting just happen to be blowing up right in their faces, just like what I was talking about with the daddy. See, what's going to happen is those kids are going to rebel against the Christ that he says he serves. And at length, if that man comes to repentance, the one that I was talking about at the Minnesota State Fair, he's going to realize he hasn't been following Christ. And hopefully he repents of that. My mom, she used to smoke cigarettes, and what she would do is she'd roll the windows all the way up because she wanted to get her money's worth. And what she used to do, she used to sit and look at me and my big brother, I was his little brother, and she would say, "You never want to smoke these rotten things." And my mom used to, literally, she would smoke one, and then she would light up another one before the other one was finished. And it was like she'd eat those things. It's like, "Mom, do you want some ketchup to go along with your cigarettes?" And what was amazing to me is the fact that it's like, wait, Mom, don't teach me what you don't want me to learn. See, because people pay attention to what you do, not what you say. Speaking of hypocrites, did you ever hear of Barbara DeAngelis? She's a popular teacher who teaches dads and moms throughout the country how to make love and marriage work. Speaking of hypocrisy, did you know that she was married 6 times? And she's out there teaching dads and moms how to make marriage and love work. Folks, you need to know who you follow. And I'm speaking to the big kids now. What about former President Bill Clinton's Commission on Teen Pregnancy, Whoopi Goldberg? She's just a nasty thing. It was her job to prevent teen pregnancy. Did you know that Whoopi Goldberg had abortion after abortion after abortion? Folks, you need to know who you listen to. That's why we follow the Christ. Oh, and speaking of Bill Clinton, when we would do high school assemblies in Arkansas, it's interesting, we would cross the border, and it would say on "Welcome to Arkansas," you know those "Welcome to Arkansas" signs or to the state signs? And it said, "Welcome to Arkansas, the natural state, home of Bill Clinton." And it said right under that, "In compliance with Megan's Law, the above is a known sex offender." You better bet your bottom dollar he's a sex offender. Or what about Britney Spears and Christine Aguilera? I was just talking about that little whore Miley Cyrus. Isn't it interesting that Britney Spears and Christine Aguilera, they love to rip their clothes off for the little kids to see. And for all, the whole world to see. And then they have the audacity to get up to the pulpit, receive an award, and then thank Jesus Christ for the rewards. Hey, folks. Nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ himself did. Know who you allow to influence you. Remember I was talking about that other whore, Madonna, who likes to sit up in front and dance around in front of little 11 and 12 and 13-year-old girls saying, I don't give a blank if I go to hell. She was asked to tone down her sexual innuendos by the parents across the globe. And she said, I plead the fifth. She said, I can do what I want, when I want, and how I want. She was on Larry King sometime afterwards, and Larry asked her the question, so what does your child watch on TV? And in Madonna's hypocrisy, she happened to say that my child is not allowed to watch that garbage. But it's okay for your children and your child to watch that garbage, namely her. Now she's writing books for children, folks. Whose footsteps do you suppose that these little kids that read her books will follow in? Whose footsteps? What about R. Kelly, soul and hip-hop musician who writes songs that promote nothing but sexual promiscuity? As a matter of fact, in 2002, R. Kelly was indicted for 21 counts of child pornography. He was actually busted on film having sex with a 14-year-old girl. Well, you know, he had enough money to pay the right attorney, right? This is the message to the young people. They turn righteousness into wormwood, the Bible tells us in the book of Amos. In other words, they pervert justice. Well, USA Today actually praised R. Kelly for his fight against AIDS. But folks, he's the one responsible for promoting sexual promiscuity, which in the end brings forth what? AIDS, sexual disease. And let me tell you, the end of sin is death, Romans 6. If the blind could see, he would not choose a blind man to be his guide. That's why we follow the Christ. Ask yourself, what do those that you follow stand for? And you can mark this, friends. You will not go beyond those that you allow to teach you. That's why we follow the Christ. Because how they stand or fall is exactly how you will stand or fall. And I want you to know something about the Christ that I serve, my big brother, the captain of my salvation, my Lord, my Savior, the tribe of the line, line of the tribe of Judah. I want you to understand. He is without sin. He is without spot. He is without blemish. He is perfect. He's exalted at my Father's right hand in heavenly places, far above all principalities and powers and might. And my affections are set there, Colossians 3:1, where Christ sitteth at the right hand of the Father. That's who we follow. Because when we follow the light of man, guess what? Darkness will flee. It's interesting how people will say that, you know, some of the people that I see out there, they have no influence over me. Well, let me ask you something. What is it that you have in your house? What is it that you put in front of your face? I guarantee you they have influence over you, regardless if you agree to it or not. As a matter of fact, there was a guy named King Richard III of 2 centuries ago who was hunchbacked. And all his king court servants, guess what, friends? They became hunchbacked. Oh, their influence has no power over me. How about the Princess of England 2 centuries ago? She had a temporary limp. And all the women that said they weren't influenced by the Princess of England began to what? Emulate the princess who had a temporary limp. Don't tell me, folks. It has no influence over you. If you want influence, look to the Christ, the author and the finisher of your faith. Talk to you in 23.
Honey, why are there fish swimming in our bathtub?
Aren't they cute? You need more omega-3s, and those fish oil pills with toxins and heavy metals are scary. So I'm making fish oil from scratch.
Oh boy, didn't I tell you I'm ordering Nutrigold fish oil? It's exceptionally pure.
That's what they all say.
No, really. Nutrigold's fish oil is concentrated from pure cold water fish straight off the Alaskan coast and manufactured right here in the USA.
Well, cold Alaskan waters are much more pristine than the polluted waters that other fish oils are sourced from.
That's what I'm saying. And it's 5-star certified to meet international purity, potency, and freshness standards.
Well, that sounds even better.
Great. I'll be in my office ordering a few bottles. If I order now on www.fishoil.best, I can save $5 using the promo code MyFishOil. Honey, why are there bees in my office?
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S. made fish oil products by going